And now, live from the middle of Robin Hood country, here's Paul B. Edwards with a minor sapling and Tony Hearn with a major oak. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Los Chicos. You're listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a track called Older and Better. I like to think we are.
Well, both at the same time.
Yeah, what's this? Show 557?
Sounds about right. Let me just double check my list. Yes, it is.
It is Show 557. How we ever managed to do this many, I don't know. All the way from Madrid, Tony. Los Chicos, we've played on the show before. And that's a track from their brand new album, Rock Pile of Shit.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, it's just a great album. So good, in fact, that we're going to be featuring another track from it at the end of the show this week. I'm that excited about Los Chicos. Every once in a while, Tone, I'll get an album through and I'm just thinking, oh, I just want to play it all.
Yeah.
And that's one of them. So stay tuned for another Los Chicos track at the end. What we'll know, though, Tony, is what is Los Chicos' blog spot?
Ooh, loschicos.blogspot.com?
loschicosrocks.blogspot.com. The reason for that is that there are a few bands around the world called Los Chicos, but there's only one that are older and better, Tony. So that is Paulie B and Internet One, Tony Nil. I've got no additional material this week, by the way.
Oh, okay.
So we are a little bit light on listener involvement, I suspect. Is that right?
That is right.
Yeah. But anyway, listeners, I understand that the sun's been out, all that sort of thing. It is a Norway's national day today. It's the 10th of May, Tony.
Okay, what does that mean?
It's the birth date of the modern Norway when they finally became free from Sweden, I think, because they've been free from Denmark a couple of times. This is when they were free from Sweden, and what happens is that they all dress up in national dress and go marching.
Oh, good march.
Yeah. And they get all the kids to march as well, and everyone wears really silly outfits, and it's all a bit sinister. I was there 2 years ago. Couldn't believe it. In fact, I took my brother with me, and we were... it was when we were walking up to the palace, or trying to get to the palace, and the streets were lined with people cheering on the marchers. And it meant that we couldn't get up the street because the streets were lined with people cheering up the marches, and we wanted to get to the palace, so we just joined and marched. We just piled in amongst the brass band and started walking along, got up there in no time.
Well, if there's a march, you've got to join it, haven't you?
Hey, if there's a march, you have to join it, Tony. Mm. And if anything's going to trend...
It's my man boobs.
It's going to be your man boobs, that's right. So, interestingly, Tony, we do have a band from Norway later on in the show.
Excellent.
I've just realised, and I should probably have spoken about Norwegian National Day, so tender mind for that. I should say something at this point, Gratulerer med dagen, it's a tender mind, or something like that.
Yes.
I think that just means happy birthday, Norgo or something or other. Right, two songs in a row, yeah?
Yes.
First, I'm sorry. If you have a joke for me, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, title in your email, Comedy Suburbs. If you have a poem for me, do the same thing, but title the email, Poetry Corner. A band that was so excited about us playing them on the show that they got in touch with us to say, sorry, we think we missed us being on the show, are the ones I'd send an email back saying, no, sorry, we've had to leave it a week, we're playing you next week, are Molly's Daggers. All the way, Tony, from North Essex.
Oh, lovely.
You like North Essex, don't you?
I don't know, actually. Do I know North Essex?
Yeah, you do like North Essex. You've driven through it and you thought, what a nice place.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. North Essex is very different to South Essex. Okay. In that the south of Essex is basically the Thames estuary into London, and it goes from Southend all the way to London town. That's the south. And it includes such fabulous hotspots as Basildon, Romford and Billericay. But the north of Essex is lovely.
Quite a lot of little villages and things like that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely.
Blackstead.
Oh, we love a bit of that.
There you go, you see. So, point is, Molly's Daggers are from there. And we're about to play a track from them from their latest album, which is a real good... Now that I know they're from North Essex, I should have noticed this, because lots of Essex bands have this kind of bluesy, pub rocky feel to them, going back to Dr. Feelgood and stuff like that. And Essex is a brilliant spot for, if you like, the Thames Delta blues. And Shaking Like That, sorry, and Molly's Daggers, I nearly gave away the name of the track then, but fit into that oeuvre very well, Tony, that they are a balls to the wall rock and blues band with some punk overtones, I suppose. But anyway, let's just play them, shall we?
Let's do that.
Let's do it. So stay tuned for a band called Crash Induction that we'll be talking about afterwards. First up, Tony, what is Molly's Daggers website?
Molly'sDaggers.co.uk.
Molly'sDaggers.com. Unlucky. And it's MOLLYSDAGGERS.com. Paulie B Inset 2, Tony Neil. This is Shaking Like the Leaves on the Trees.
Till you climb my name, baby, please.
Crotch Goblin.
Now the guy who said take my advice, try anything once and then try it twice. Why butter your bread and only one side? Just give it a go, you might be surprised. Six-packs of a distillate, 14 bicep curvy hips, eat it again cause he was. Half rice, half chips. Half rice, half chips. Half rice, half chips. Half rice, half chips. Was a ladies' man, one of the guys. Beauty or brawn could make him rise. I turned him down, he thought I was dumb. Well, in your options, you're only one half. Six packs of a distillate, 40 biceps, curvy hips. He didn't care cause he was. Half rice, half chips. Half rice, half chips. Half rice, half chips. Half rice, half chips. Six-packs of a distillate, 40 biceps, curvy hips. He didn't care cause he was. Half rice, half chips. Half rice, half chips. Half rice, half chips. Half rice, half chips. He tried to tempt me, broaden my mind. I said I'm okay, girl, suit me just fine. He shot me a look like I was deranged and told me to call if my mind changed. Six packs of a distillate, 40 biceps, curvy hips. He didn't care cause he was. Half rice, half chips. 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 Half rice, half chips.
You're listening to Cemetery Surfers Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Crash Induction, a track called Half Rice, Half Chips. Tony, Crash Induction have been in touch with you and have been in touch with us on the show via Facebook over the last few weeks. We've had the Crash Induction stuff for a while. They are from both Milton Keynes and Northampton.
Right.
But you wouldn't want to be from just one of them.
You said I wouldn't.
And as I say, that track was called Half Rice, Half Chips from their latest EP. What is Crash Induction's Bandcamp page?
Crashinduction.bandcamp.com?
It is. It's Tony Wong, Paulie B, and the internet too. And hello to Crash Induction, and thank you very much for sending us that stuff through. And I'm sorry it's taken us so long to play a track from it. And yes, we are still interested in you going and playing Steve's Pub in Burton Latimer.
Excellent.
There you go. And we will hopefully play another Crash Induction track in a few weeks' time. Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means let's kick the fists off those lemmings.
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
So lemmings and fists?
Yeah, I don't know, Tone. I'm running out of animals and body parts.
Right,
okay. Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
Yes, thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment. Easy to get in touch. Easy to get in touch if you're on Facebook. Very hard if you're not on Facebook.
Also true.
Get in touch via Facebook.
But you know, some people, Tony, they can't decide on Facebook. One day they want to come off it. One day they just want to get back on it.
Oh, it's terrible, isn't it?
I know. They just need a little bit of consistency in their lives. Just leave it there.
Just make a decision and stick with it. Life's too short to be changing your mind. That's what I say. It's not actually. I'll just end it then. But technically, it is what I say.
Because some people think, Tony, that Facebook, that people on Facebook, they'll say, no one's posting anything, but everybody's looking. It could be always looking, in fact.
Always looking.
Always looking on the Facebook.
Yeah, so we had a few comments this week.
Oh.
Yeah. So, Jan Hubergs has been in touch.
That's easy for you to say.
Isn't it, just? He says, or she says, I don't actually know. Panic! Exclamation mark. Is a 1978 legendary Amsterdam punk band with hardly any tracks left. Duco Donk, a Dutch filmmaker, of course, has found some 8mm tapes of Panic concert material and wants to make a film out of it. It's a great venue to show it in, good insight in the history, and so he can set up a crowdfunding project. With your help, he can work on the Panic tapes and give the world back some long-lost punk music. You can support them, cinecrowd.com/en/panic.
Yes.
We did get in touch, didn't we? But we're waiting, aren't we?
Yes, and we said, if you'd like us to help out with this, send us an MP3 and then we'll feature all about the documentary on the show. And we're waiting for them to do so.
Excellent.
Don't Dutch people have the best names?
Duke Donk.
Well, it's just fun, isn't it?
Duke Donk. It's great. And a mighty selection of cheese. Oh, they're not the greatest, aren't they? I'm not sure about
Dutch. I don't know how much of a selection they do have, Tony.
Well, it's all quite the same, isn't it?
Isn't it basically Edam and Gouda?
Yeah, well, they do cut it in different shapes and, arrange it differently. They're very arranging.
What sort of Edam did you have? The square version?
Yeah, best.
If you know more than two Dutch cheeses, why not email paulieb@punkyradio.com, tiny your email, I know more than two Dutch cheeses.
Wow.
I've not got much else.
Yeah. Paul Boyle's been in touch.
Hello. That is, of course, Paul B, the other one.
The other Paul B.
Yeah.
And he does say, so how exactly do you set a default URL? It was all typewriters and vinyl in my day.
Well, I hope you explained it, don't you?
I did explain to him. I did say to him, click about and edit the Facebook web address. Simples. Thank you, Boyle.
Yes. So, it's something that you'll need, because later on in this show, someone hasn't set a default URL.
Takes but a couple of clicks.
It takes but a couple of clicks.
I feel like I'm selling Facebook to people, signing up, commenting.
Cool. It sounds like you are.
Mark Zuckerberg, get in touch. Or don't.
Alright.
And two comments in response to last week's show.
Alright.
Seth Ye Catmilker has been in touch.
Loving the Catmilker.
Our favourite named listener, possibly ever.
Yeah, I think so.
It is a he, isn't it? Yeah, he. Goopa Goopa. I would just like to say well done to you both on reaching 555. It won't be long before you will be knocking on the door of the beast. Keep up the mild quirkiness. Your hobbit cat, Milker Seth.
Oh, blimey, Tony.
What's that?
He said it and I didn't.
Yes, I know.
Does that mean you get the effect this week?
I've self-quirked.
You have self-quirked, mate.
Yeah. Don't want to be doing that too often.
No.
At least not without a rest.
No, because if you do, you could get accused of mild quirkiness.
Oh, dear.
There you go.
It's a quirk massacre.
It's a quirk offensive. All right.
Finally, John Kaczynowski has been in touch.
Hello, John.
And he says, thanks. You can download my new album, Fox Dot, for free. cdbaby.com/CD/ John Kaczynowski 2.
Oh, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's
a good why not?
Download for nothing.
That's you'd like a bit of that? Let's go for that.
Thank you very much, John.
Yeah. That is it for Facebook.
Well, in that case, then, let's shut the gates on those furry ninjas.
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
Right, let's play a song, Tone, for God's sake.
Let's do that.
Yeah. And I did mean to keep that Facebook a bit brief so I could mention a little bit about these. Band called The Dodos. This has come through from German Shepherd Records, Tony.
Okay.
The Dodos were briefly around in the very early 80s post-punk Manchester band, but no one in Manchester at the time really knew what to make of them, which I find a bit weird because I'd listened to the stuff sent through and I thought they sounded a bit like The Fall, in which case people in Manchester should have really got their heads around them. But described as a sort of mixture of a sort of funk, punk, garage weirdness. It's one of those bands that German Shepherd Records are very, very good at digging up, Tone.
Right, okay.
And the Dodos have got an amount of their material put together for a release via German Shepherd Records. And you can find out more about, there's no website for the Dodos, but you can find out more about them via the German Shepherd Records Bandcamp page, which is
GermanShepherd.bandcamp.com?
GermanShepherd.Records.bandcamp.com. I telegraphed it, Tone.
Overthought it.
If you want to go straight to the album of the track you're about to hear, GermanShepherd.Records.bandcamp.com/album/cheap-thrills, which is the name of the album, Cheap Thrills. But right now, it's Paulie B Internet 3, Tony 1, and this is Stress. Listen to Rich Morton sound on the ethers right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I didn't give my full description where the Dodos were from, by the way. What I should have said was they're from Manchester stroke the past. As in, I don't think there's any signs of the Dodos getting back together anytime soon, but these new releases are out, and that I would like to describe as an interesting song.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
We've got more Dodos material. I might play another track in a couple of weeks' time. I don't know yet. Tony, did you do anything last week?
I don't think so. No, I popped to Luton today. It's always nice to go to Luton.
Why don't you describe the journey, Tony?
Oh, it's beautiful. You know what? I've never noticed, you know, when you pop off Junction 10, it does say, "Welcome to Luton," in bright, shiny white letters. Never noticed that before. Maybe I've always just driven with my eyes closed. Beautiful, beautiful bit of road.
It's interesting that you come for Junction 10, Tony. You sort of go all the way around Luton and come back up. Was that because your client was on the mighty Luton Who trading estate?
It's the Butter something or other.
Capability Green. Is it by Capability Green?
It was down off of Hitchin Road.
Off the world famous A505, Tony.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah,
that's where I went.
Lucky boy.
Yes, that's what I've been. That's the only thing only time I left the house, I think, in the past week.
Really? That's the only thing you've done this week is drive to Luton and back?
Yeah.
Well, do you know what? I was on the same bit of road as you on Saturday, Tony.
Okay.
Because on Friday, I went down to do a gig at South Hill Park in Bracknell, where I was on with Tom Price, Phil Chapman, and a good friend of mine, Adam Bloom. And what a great night it was. And hello to Simon Houlihan, who runs the gig, especially as I then stayed at Simon's flat afterwards, because the plan was that we'd go out on his boat in Windsor on Saturday afternoon, because I know people with boats and that.
Nice.
Yeah, but unfortunately, we stayed up till 6 a.m. talking. So we didn't get a lot done on Saturday, to be honest. And then on Saturday evening, on my way home, I did a gig at a golf club in Harpenden.
Harpenden
Golf Club. They like to keep it simple. And I was on with good friend Howard Reed and very good friend Jim Tavare, all the way from Los Angeles. If you're wondering who Jim Tavare is, let me tell you, his biggest claim to fame is that he was the barman in Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
Of course he was, yeah.
He's also a fantastic stand-up comic who uses a double bass, and it's always a pleasure to see him. And neither of us knew that the other one was on, so when he showed up, we were like, oh, hello, mate, hello, how are you doing? How's Laura? Very gorgeous. You know, I shouldn't maybe pop in his wife's name there and then, but hey, proper mates. Anyway, that was great fun. And then on the way back up the M1, I diverted to go to Burton Latimer to see my mate Steve in his pub, which is the same pub where Crash Induction may well be welcome in a short amount of time.
Brilliant.
And I popped in there and was confronted by half the locals he used to have in his pub in Luton, who'd all shown up there that night to see him. And oh God, how far do I have to go to avoid you lot? but they seemed perfectly fine with that. Steve was bemoaning Eurovision.
Right.
Because he didn't think Ukraine should have won. I was sure that Russia were going to win, by the way.
Oh, I was quite shocked how well Australia did.
Oh, I'm not.
That was rubbish.
It's the big fix with Australia, isn't it? Because they've got massive viewing figures for it. Because Australia is a camp country.
Right.
So they all watch Eurovision and love it and wish that they were European, really. A bit like Israel. Although I tend not to tell the Israelis I think they're camp.
Right.
In case you're talking to the wrong one with a gun. But I was sure that Russia were going to be stick-on winners because nearly everyone in it seemed to be Eastern European this year. And yeah. Obviously they all vote for Russia so they don't invade them.
And it was pretty good song as well.
But then there was the Ukrainian protest vote. I actually, just before the next track, Tony, I actually thought that the UK song was a perfectly good and acceptable Euro disco potential hit.
I thought it should have been much better. I was thinking top five for that.
Well, yeah, except that everybody hates us.
Well, bearing that in mind, yeah, that's why
we're top three. That's why we have to leave Europe. Because if we get out of the EU, presumably we won't have to be in bloody Eurovision anymore.
It's quite weird because I obviously watch it with Steph. So generally, I think the past 2 or 3 years, England and Germany both been basically the bottom.
Right.
I think Germany was actually last this year.
Oh yeah, I think they were this year or last year?
Definitely this year, and I think last year as well.
But last year weren't they bottom and we were second bottom? Because I'm sure we said at least we beat Germany.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. No, it's the same thing. We're going to bother watching it again. Giving up.
Oh, that's it now. You've completely retired from it, have you?
Yeah.
Right. Well, here's a band, Tony, that I didn't think would ever feature on Eurovision, and haven't, but I also didn't know was still going. It's time for From the Vaults, Tony, and we're going all the way back to 2005, and a release that features tracks from 1999, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
A band from Norway called Nikkeby Lufthaven, which I believe quite simply means Nikkeby Airport.
Could be.
Which isn't quite... It sounds better in Norwegian. And we played some tracks by them. I got this band via MySpace, Tony.
Wow.
They were one of the first bands that sent a CD for Punky Radio. And it was in the days when I didn't have a speaker on my computer. And I was approaching bands on the basis of what they looked like and what their names were and how I thought they might sound. So what a result when Nikkeby Lufthaven sent me one, and it was actually really good because we got some right shite. But anyway, I checked their Facebook page, Tony. What do you think their Facebook page is?
facebook.com/Nikkeby Lufthaven.
It is indeed. It's NIKKEBYLUFTHAVN. Only to find out that they're only still going, Tony.
Wow.
And they've got gigs advertised and they're using the same font and everything as they did all the way back then. So I don't know whether they've reformed and got back together or whether they never gave up. But we certainly never heard another thing from them after playing them on the show that first time. So I thought it's about time we played them again.
Sounds good to me.
So let's do it. This is From the Vaults, Tony. This is Nikkeby Lufthaven all the way from Tromsø, Norway. Tromsø, of course, being an excellent place to see the Northern Lights. This is Living in a Cave.
Living in a cave.
listening to 50-foot combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Nicky with Lufthaven and Living in a Cave. And I did say just before the track started, they're from Tromsø in Norway, which is a great place to see the Northern Lights. Not, of course, if you're living in a cave.
Right.
So I don't recommend doing both of those things. Although Tromsø will get very, very cold in winter, so a cave would be better than the outside. Rambling? I think so. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Who knows where else?
Yes, if you do have a gig for me to read out, do email me tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where they are, how much it costs. Can be anywhere, it is international, so it doesn't have to be UK based. We don't do specific venues now because there is a bit of a curse going on. So if you do, let me know, get in touch and all that. Sussex Saints, be in touch.
Hello, what, Sussex Saints. What thank would God we for do? You getting in touch with us once a week about gigs and that.
Exactly. It's becoming the right-hand man.
Yes. Although don't say that, because the right-hand men of Punky Radio do tend to fall away.
They do. In the same way we're cursed with venues, we are cursed with right-hand men.
We are. What we need is a left-handed venue.
Exactly. So he says, they thought this would have been worth broadcasting to us, and wondering why we weren't involved. So there's a Roundhouse Punk Weekender on. It's in the future, but it is on sale. It's Friday the 8th to the Sunday the 10th of July, so there's a couple of months, but right. they say, this year marks the 40th anniversary of punk. To celebrate this landmark and explore the subculture's legacy and future, the Roundhouse Punk Weekender presents a series of live music, panel discussions, punk poetry, film and more, inspired by the theme of what has punk ever done for us. With a strong emphasis on supporting the next generation of punk bands, the weekend's focus lies with 10 emerging artists: False Heads, Birdsong, Molasses, The Antiseptics, Bully Bones, Mystified, The Vast, Deferums, Drones, Screech Bats, and a much anticipated headline show from the riotous noise punk trio Youthman. In addition to music, gig goers can immerse themselves in the punk festival atmosphere with a punk record fair, zine fair, food stalls and more. Art of Punk London is a year-long programme of gigs, exhibitions and films at numerous organisations across London that will celebrate the punk movement over the past 40 years. So it's worth checking out. If you go to
It's looking back and it's looking forward, Tony.
It is. Roundhouse.org.uk. I also noticed that on the actual the punk poetry night, Phil Jupitus is there as well.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, so there's all sorts of things going on. How did reggae influence punk? Just check it out. There's lots of little things about the whole weekend. So
I can tell you how reggae influenced punk, Tony.
How was that?
Well, when punk rock started, the one problem they had with it was that no one had done any records. And the only other form of music that had a social edge to it at that point was reggae.
Hmm.
So punks and rasters in London found themselves at the same parties, and the punks thus got into the reggae because that was the only music being played. And reflective of this is, I believe, Bob Marley's track Punky Reggae Party.
Yeah.
Sums it all up. Then, of course, the reggae influence for the punk came in, if you look at the bands such as The Slits, The Ruts and The Clash, all had reggae tracks.
There you go.
So they were all loving the reggae. And Don Letts was very influential in the whole thing, who ended up in Big Audio Dynamite with Mick Jones, who'd been in The Clash beforehand.
Right.
And there you go.
There you go.
That is the potted history of why I think reggae and punk are hand in hand with each other. I haven't saved you a trip.
No. But lots on. It is worth going. But it's not something as simple as a gig, but there's lots of little things happening.
Yeah.
But
it's happening, isn't it, Tony?
It's a happening is what it is. And for a show called Punky Radio, it's something we had to mention. So yeah, if you are wanting to get involved or going to have a look, do check it out. Roundhouse.org.uk. You'll see it. It's on 8th to the 10th of July. In London.
And Tony.
Yeah.
I said all that off the top of my head.
Have you?
You I have. Did all that punk and reggae and business and that, I just knew it.
you do?
I just knew it, yeah. God, I'm full of shit. Right,
that's it, though. That's all I've got.
In that case, that concludes Tony's international gig guide at the Roundhouse. Yes, indeed. Hey, guess what, Tony?
What's that?
I thought I ought to bring this in now. I thought I should involve everyone in your house.
My house.
So the next band we're playing is called The Tips. And guess what? They're a reggae band. What about
excellent.
That? A reggae band on a punk show. This couldn't be more perfect. The Tips, of course, are from Dusseldorf, Tony.
Dusseldorf?
You even say it correctly. And not excellent. In a pirate accent. Every time I hear it, I just think of having his own pet. But say Dusseldorf properly again.
Dusseldorf?
Because it's very rare, Tony, to be fair, that you pronounce something correctly and...
This is Jim Dusseldorf.
Oh! Then say Leighton Buzzard.
Leighton Buzzard.
Say Dusseldorf straight after it.
Leighton Buzzard, Dusseldorf.
You made me happy anyway. The Tips have got some new material out and we're playing one of the tracks off their latest album. What's their website, Tony?
TheTips.de.
It is. It's Tony 3, Paul B, and the Internet 3. Leighton Buzzard. Dusseldorf. This is brilliant. They're a white three-piece, Tony. You wouldn't think so to hear them.
Oh,
this
okay.
is Leaving Home.
Arizona, and I saw in Indio, California, two big police trucks, 15 people in handcuffs, lying on the ground, that shit was too tough, living in their country is a no-go, they gonna send them right back to Mexico, they say illegal immigrants, they gotta get out before they sell crack cocaine, that's what they're about, well it's a privilege to live in America, so they gotta go back across the border. They take our jobs, they drink our wine. I lock him up, send him back, cause it is about time.
I gotta go, I'm leaving home.
Hey, you know I got to go.
Refugees arrive on Monday morning. They come from a civil war. Poverty, they got no more. So many people don't know what they're living for. The police has to bring them into the new home. People throwing balls, most of them they say unknown. Refugees can't stay, cause they don't belong here. Now they will learn what they have to fear. They live here for free, and we earn the money. Why can't you see what they do to our country? They take our jobs, they drink our wine. I lock them up, send them back, cause it is about time.
You're listening to Guana Bats Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Bit of alchemy there, wasn't it, Tony, having the reggae song straight after your reggae bit?
Yeah, fatal lines.
Then being from Dusseldorf. It's enough to make me chuck on my cornflakes.
Chuck on my cornflakes.
Chuck on my cornflakes. Buzzard. What are you doing this week?
Working generally. I'm trying to think of maybe trying to go away for a week in June. So trying to look into the future as well as work on the past. Work in the present, rather. What are you up to?
So you're a bit like the Dodos then?
Extinct?
No, the band we played earlier in the show, Tony.
Yeah.
Looking forward. And you're a bit like the punk festival that's looking back, but looking forward. Tony, you're just some kind of a time-travelling flawed genius. I'm not doing anything this week either.
Right, okay.
I'm taking it easy after last week, man. I'm taking it, well, the last few weeks, in fact. You know, when you think I've been to Tenerife, Oslo, done my shows, various other shows, been driving around. This week I thought, I'm not going to do anything. I might listen to some music.
Good idea.
At home or something.
Okay.
That's it. That's what I'm doing. So whereas some other sections have been a bit longer, I think we should just crack on and play two songs in a row. What do you think?
It's fine.
Very good. First up, a band we've never played before, all the way from Oulu, Finland, Tony. It's like Punky Radio's Eurovision this week. Isn't it?
It is, yeah.
We've had Spain, Norway, Finland, Essex. We've had the lot. This band, Tony, came to us a week or so ago. I had a listen, I thought, I'm playing one of these. What do I know is, what is Deposit Man's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Deposit Man?
Facebook.com/Deposit Man Punk, pulling the internet for Tony 3. This is from what I believe is their first ever EP. Stay tuned for the feckless, but right now, this is Fat Ass.
Always looking.
Just my dream needs shit. Not the plumber, let's twist it up, play up. just as many as Ali. Cause I went on a orgy night outside your window. Start to wonder who's inside. Oh, I'm with the whole fucking bunch, yeah, no, so. So shiny, just so intelligent. But when I wake up, I'm frozen in the room I heard. It's just because such a smart bastard. After all, not a reject. I just keep getting rejected, rejected, rejected. Just my recognition. Not the fun, but it's twisted, unclear perspectives. All my disdain. Been time to die to repent, to repent, to repent. Is it a weakness? Only if I've been over that fucking regret it. Right.
You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the Vez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Feckless, and a good name for a band from Derbyshire, especially as Derby got thrashed 3-0 in the first leg of the playoff, and they'll probably, by the time you hear this show, have lost the second leg as well. But anyway, The Feckless, a newish punk band from Derbyshire, sends their stuff through. I rather like it. What do you think?
Excellent.
They are described a little bit as post-punk as well, as in they're not just straightforward punk rock. If there was a punk rock formula, then they don't stick to it that much. They're a little bit more interesting and varied.
Right.
What is their Facebook page, Tony?
Facebook.com/TheFeckless.
It is. It's Tony 4, Paulie B and the Internet 4.
Mm.
Pressure. Now then, that was a track called Rejected, by the way. Now my question for you is, do you have a twat?
I don't.
Oh, bollocks.
Yeah.
I've been swearing a bit this week, sorry about that, but then so have the bands. So Tony, tell us about how you should be giving you a twat and what are you going to do instead?
Yeah, so if you do have a twat normally, and I'm sure, you know, most of you probably do, unless you are living charmed lives, and in which case, congratulations. But the rest of you, do email me your twats, tony@punkyradio.com. I just want the twats' name, where they're from, and a reason. We had another top five of twats last week. We had just twats coming out of our ears, frankly. But not this year, this week, none. Not a one.
It's time to catch up.
Isn't it?
It's catch a twat, for it is a twat.
Exactly.
So what are you going to do instead?
I'm sure I've seen some films.
Does that mean that you can do your theme tune?
I can do my theme tune. Yeah.
Tony's movie review. Hey. You entertain me, young man. You entertain
Good.
Me.
Good. This audience of one.
Right, so what film is it then?
I saw, well, cinema-wise, I've been... A couple of times. I went to see Batman vs Superman and I went to see Civil War.
What's Civil War?
The Captain America film.
Oh, blimey. What's that all about then?
The Captain America Civil War, it's about they've blown so much shit up saving the world. The government want to kind of be in charge of them, to kind of give them accountability. So,
right.
You know, rather than just let them just solve problems how they want to solve them, they want to kind of be in charge. So it's, and it splits them down the middle.
Seems sensible.
Yeah. So it kind of splits. So they split into two camps. One camp saying, no, I don't want to have the government control because governments can be corrupt. So the other one saying, well, we keep breaking shit, so we should be actually accountable. So you've got Captain America and Iron Man at the forefront of each team.
Right.
And it's just about the gulf between them, one team becoming essentially criminals and being hunted by the other team.
Oh dear.
Actually, really good film.
Is that the one with Spider-Man and Shiny Pants?
Spider-Man's in it in Shiny Pants.
Yeah.
He's really good.
He's more brightly coloured, isn't he?
He's very brightly coloured. He's very 60s style.
Oh, brilliant.
Superman. Batman, rather. It's a really good film. It's quite similar to Batman vs. Superman in terms of two heroes against each other and all of that. But Batman vs. Superman is a massive pile of poo.
Right.
I went to cinema kind of thinking it might be bad, and it was just as bad as I was forewarned. With Civil War, excellent. Just right. Very great story. Spider-Man's great. It's got a new guy called Black Panther in it. Just so many superheroes, and it's just a really good story. Highly recommend it.
Well, it's interesting you say that, Tony, because one thing I did, I don't know whether it was last week or the week before last, was last week, I think, was I did go to Asda in Heyson Green in Nottingham, Tony, and I came out of there with a Captain America belt.
Oh.
Age 46. So I've now got a Captain America shield belt buckle on my belt.
Right.
£9. I think it was nine. It might have been eight, actually. Eight or £9. Yeah.
Wow.
So you saw it. I live it.
There you go.
That's what's happening there.
Fair enough.
As far as I'm concerned, my midriff is a superhero. So anyway, you'd recommend it, would you?
I recommend it. Yeah. If you like Marvel films and Iron Man and all of that, it's great. If you don't, it's not going to really convince you anything otherwise. But it's good. It's very good.
In completely unrelated news, but nevertheless about a film, I did watch The Big Lebowski again the other night.
Oh, excellent film.
What a film.
What a film.
I just want my rug back.
I just want a white Russian.
He makes me want a lot of them. That's the problem with that film, isn't it? I'm sure everyone walks out of there just thinking, I need to go and make some white Russians.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, so Tony, that concludes
Tony's movie review. Hey.
Last track this week is also the first track this week, in so much as it is the first band we played. It's Los Chicos again from their latest album, Rock Pile of Shit, Tony. And Okay. Straight up at Four Wall, I did warn you, what is Los Chicos' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Los Chicos Rock.
facebook.com/los-chicos-42339317978/?FRF=TS. And why is that, Tony?
Well, that's a default URL.
It's a default URL. But fortunately, they are brilliant. And this latest album, called Rock Pile of Shit, is great. It's Paul of the Internet 5, Tony 4, and this is the title track, Rock Pile of Shit.
Before the show, our gear gets everyone into tears. We don't care, I'm missing you. We talked about the song we wanted, rock violence to fight, and now we're hammered. No way on earth we could get it. Try, try, laugh, that was us. After some good gigs, thinking about problem solving, this is why you're trying to send me. Rock pile of shit. That's what you thought we were, but then rock pile of shit. Rock pile of shit. That's what you still feel with today. That doesn't sound that bad to me. Rock pile of shit. I remember your note on the forum. We already knew we were morons. Never ever we tried to prove you wrong, or anyone that like you was ever told. Before bringing this question along, this is a chance to really let you know. No plans of improving.
was Los Chicos, Rock Pile of Shit. It's a truly great album, Tony.
Good.
And it's very, very hard to pigeonhole, because are they garage punk? Are they punk? Are they... Some of the tracks on it are a little bit country. Some of it's a little bit pub rock. Some of it's all over the place. What it is, it's got the heartbeat of rock and roll from the heart of Spain, Madrid.
Excellent.
And it's Los Chicos. Maybe you could just mention the internet stations that carry the show.
Yep, we're on Podunk, Podunk Radio, podunkradio.com. We're on Radio Andra, which is Radio Andra, andra.se. And we're on TBFM. You can find them, tbfmonline.co.uk.
I hope you have a great time, whatever you're deciding to do this week, and thanks for continuing to listen to Punky Radio. We'd be nothing without you, but we do need your help. Make sure you get in touch with us about the various features that are listener-driven on this show, because otherwise it's me and Tony talking to ourselves in the hope that someone downloads it and isn't too disappointed. The music, of course, is great. The chat remains substandard. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.
Your car.